Former Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, convener of the Awam Pakistan Party, expressed deep concern over the deteriorating state of Karachi during an interactive session at the Institute of Business Administration, IBA, in Karachi. Addressing media representatives and students, Abbasi criticized the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, for failing to resolve basic civic issues despite holding power in Sindh for the past 17 years. After nearly two decades in power, PPP has yet to address fundamental issues like access to clean water. One has to step outside the city center to truly understand how deprived Karachi really is, Abbasi remarked. The event, held at IBA's main campus, featured a special Q&A session with students who engaged with the former premier on topics ranging from governance and political reform to the future direction of Pakistan. The session was hosted by the School of Economics and Social Sciences and moderated by Dr. S. Akbar Zaidi, executive director and renowned academic. During the session, Abbasi raised serious concerns over the new canal projects from the Indus River. "This is not a new issue. I visited Sukkur in November, and the people were already worried. The federal government has failed to clarify how these canals will affect Sindh's water share," he said. He criticized both the federal and provincial governments for their inaction and lack of transparency, adding that the public remains anxious while the media remains largely silent. PPP is now part of the federal government. They cannot disassociate themselves from these issues. Calling for accountability, Abbasi urged that the Council of Common Interests, CCI, be convened immediately to address these matters openly. "The longer we delay, the more trust we lose between provinces. This lack of clarity is dangerous for national unity." Speaking on regional tensions, Abbasi condemned India's recurring strategy of blaming Pakistan for terrorist incidents to gain political advantage, saying such tactics only serve to mask deeper issues. Referring to a recent tragic event in Indian illegal occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojik, he said, "Over 26 lives were lost. No one should be allowed to attack unarmed civilians." Abbasi also highlighted Pakistan's internal security challenges and spoke about the ongoing issue of missing persons. "To this day, the commission has failed to document these individuals, and the government continues to hide the truth. We owe it to the nation to bring facts to light." On the economy, he criticized the government's handling of inflation and agricultural policy. "The farmer is suffering. Wheat procurement has been mismanaged, with prices rising from 2,200 rupees to 4,000 rupees per mand. If the farmer fails, the economy fails." He also pointed to the lack of transparency in public sector governance, saying the National Accountability Bureau, NAB, has failed to hold